Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Shop Albertsons and Vons for the best in produce, like California cooties. These little gems are super sweet. The perfect on-the-go treat.
How in the world did I miss that? That's maybe one of my favorite flubs of all time. Cooties.
California cooties. They kind of saved it. I think I saved it.
You tried to save it.
I was about to say California cooties, which would have been wrong. And I saw, so I just took a left turn in the middle of the pronunciation.
California cooties. I'm dying right now. I am dying. California cooties.
California cooties.
He's on the precipice. He's balancing, and he's about to fall. Oh, that's greatness.
Questioning some of the strategic decisions.
What are decisions?
I'm drunk this morning.
Decisions.
Here's what Blake had to say.
Yes.
Jesus, that three today?
It's the Masters,
that's
baby.
The Masters, dude. The Masters effect is just on fire.
Brooks Koepka rolling one close there. Make the par at four. Stays at even par.
I'm dead.
Through four holes. California cooties.
We have only been on the air. Well, we've been on the air 2 hours. You've been on the air an hour and a half, and you already got three. What's the over-under today? Six?
Dustin Johnson is one over, but he's got an eagle putt on two.
Okay, great.
Victor Hovland, interesting start for him. Triple bogey on one, but then birdie, and he's got a birdie putt on four to get back to even.
The panic after starting with a triple has got to be like, oh my God.
It almost looks like he took the pressure off, and now he can just play free and easy. All right, I made my huge bogey right off the bat, so now I can start making some birdies. I just can't imagine for even guys who've played here before the – just walking those grounds. There's no golf course that I have never played that I'm more familiar with. Every single hole now just is so instantly recognizable when they kind of bring it up there. It's when I was young, they didn't show the front. They never showed the front nine woods.
Why?
Yeah, on television. It was just the Masters way was you would only get back nine coverage. So there was no way to see the front nine. Now, in the last, 15, 20 years or so, they've expanded that. As online coverage has started, you can see, groups going off every single hole. But growing up, you might have seen, their approach shot on eight when the Sunday afternoon coverage, the leaders would maybe be approaching that par 5 eighth hole, and you'd see nine, and then all the back nine, obviously, with Amen Corner and everything. But you didn't get to see these first few holes, but there's a lot of interesting holes. I mean, the second hole is a downhill par 5 that, has provided some great moments, including that double eagle by Louis Oosthuizen a few years ago. You've got two really good, tricky par 3s on the front nine. I think it's at 4 and 6. There's just some interesting holes that they play early. So, I do get fascinated and a little preoccupied by the Masters coverage. It's just such an interesting tournament to me.
I mean, I have it on. I'm just watching it when we go to commercial.
Right.
That's probably the best.
Probably should be the way you do it.
Probably the best. I mean, if you had to guess, it's probably the best way to do it.
Don't you want to know, though, that your sports host is keeping up on the very latest in sports that's actually going on?
Not really.
It's not oftentimes that we have live sports that go on during our show. We're on very early. Most events take place much later in the day, and we're just recapping them in the morning. But right now, we've got something that's actually going on at this moment that we can keep tabs on. I can tell you that Siwoo Kim and Abraham Answer currently share the lead at 2 under par. Both playing the front nine still on round one of the Masters.
Well, I'd like to see Wu pay more attention to our program. Okay, how about that?
Fine. California cooties.
He has just spun out.
Woo! All right, we're going to do Dip-S tweets here.
That's what we're going to do.
This one is, I mean, yesterday was just unbearable. It's unbearable.
The Padres lose the game.
Dang it!
You lose your mind.
F you!
The Padres win the game.
Huzzah!
You still lose your mind. Go to hell, pro sports. It's time for your dip tweets of the night.
Quick reminder before we get to the tweets, coming up at 8:35, Jesse Rogers from ESPN going to be with us to talk some baseball on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads. All right, let's see what the fans had to say yesterday in an extra inning loss to the Giants.
Fine. All right.
Number one.
This team is no threat to the Dodgers. Tingler's ass should be on the hot seat in another 15 games. He's already on mine.
Really? The hot seat?
40-27
the hot seat.
67 games as manager of the Padres again.
He's also, he's already on mine.
Ooh.
He's on your personal hot seat guy on Twitter.
At what point would you start questioning Jay Tingler? How bad would they have to be?
Next year?
There's nothing this year.
After all-star break of next year? Right? I mean, everybody gets a shot, right? Andy Green got how long?
4 years.
Okay. I mean, you know, I don't want to do the Andy Green style of where they're just putrid every year. And underachieve every year, but we haven't seen that with Jays. You're going to put that guy on the hot seat after a 4-3 homestand? He's on the hot seat after winning 4 and losing 3? The hot seat.
Tough crowd.
No, it's not a tough crowd. It's a dumb crowd. That's not a tough crowd. That's a dumb crowd. You're a dumb crowd.
Jace Tingler is not going to be evaluated necessarily on the Padres' regular season performance either.
100%. It's a different ballgame.
Really what happens in October. So, at this point, you can't say anything at all.
Hot seat. Come on, man. You just don't sound like an intelligent baseball fan when you tweet stuff like that. You just don't. You just don't.
Number two.
These ones are always tough because I got to read the typos.
I like when you read the typos. Then you sound just like Ben when he's broadcasting.
I think this person meant to start with the word please, but they said, plus come back, Grisham and Nola. Your replacements are super ass.
Grisham and Nola. Okay, Caratini's been great. So yeah. Clearly you're not watching the games at all.
Camposano didn't come through yesterday, but oh boy. Like 3 feet to the right, and he has the go-ahead two-run double down the line.
Caratini.
And is the hero of the game.
We've only won one game without Victor Caratini, so that's an absolute... Here's what I'd like to do with this
segment.
That
being said, getting Austin Nola back will be a good thing.
Sure.
He's a good player.
What I'd like to do with this segment from now on is I'm going to record my answers in the morning when I get here. Full of curses in the way that I want to say it. And then, Paul, you can just bleep them out. And, Ben, you can give your natural reaction. Because I'm, like, coming out of my chair right now. What was the other one? The center field.
Grisham.
Okay, yeah.
They need Grisham back, and he's coming back on tomorrow.
Anytime that you lose your Gold Glove center fielder, it doesn't make you Tim Kirchin or Buster Olney with a hot take of saying, yeah, we need our Gold Glove center fielder back. I can't do this segment anymore. It's going to make my blood pressure. I'm going to explode. Go ahead.
Number three.
You might want to just leave for this one. What's the rule? You don't want to be like the star of Twitter.
Yeah. You don't want to be the guy.
There's always one guy.
There's one guy every day, and you don't want to be that guy.
Oh, I found that guy. This is actually on Facebook, though. So it's bad. Tired of watching Manny go 0-for-4 right. And seeing him grab-assing and yucking it up in the dugout. This effing guy had the reputation of a gifted slacker when we signed him, and he's living up to the rep. I like to see a guy who's pissed off when we lose, and especially when he doesn't contribute a lick.
It's the... You may have lost me. I may You may have lost me. I saw another one this morning, and I actually responded to this guy of... Just give me the banjo. Just go ahead. Hey, listen. I'm sick and tired of seeing these guys over there playing grab ass. Hosmer over there chatting it up. Some guy that gets on base. You know, listen, I need to see some fire out of this team. Bro, it is 100. Ben, what is... Do the math. You got... Let's assume you play no extra inning games, which we already know is not going to be the case. 162 times 9 is 1,458 innings. You cannot play 1,458 innings at maximum intensity and focus. You can't, nor do you want them to. The looser the guys are, the better they're going to be. You ever heard the phrase, tight butthole? It happens... And they say it in baseball, oh, that guy's got, you know, he gets the TB. You want them loose. You want them having fun. It's a fun game. It's a kid's game. Yes, they get paid handsomely to do it. Now, look, man, if
you want them caring, though, about their performance and wins and losses. So, ultimately, the question that this Facebook poster and people who ask that same thing about Manny and other players, they're calling it a question. Do you really care that much about winning? Do you think they do or not? I will tell you, just based on my daily coverage of the Padres for the past 20-plus years, don't think I've ever seen a Padres team in which the players care more about their performance and winning as a team than this current iteration of the San Diego Padres.
There is, and there's not really been a team in this team's history with the talent that they have.
I know this sounds... unlikely, Facebook guy. But I bet they even care about it more than you do.
I can promise you they do.
I know that's weird because it's their livelihood and, you know, what they're putting all their time and energy into every single day. And, you know, they're the ones who are going to be on national television, win or lose, and get all that criticism. I know it's hard to think that they might care even more than you do about the wins and losses. But I'm here to tell you, in my humble opinion, that Manny Machado actually does care about winning more than you,
bro,
Facebook Padres fan.
And again,
does.
It's so stupid that we're having this conversation with a guy that was, you know, almost the MVP last year, with a guy that is leading the major leagues with hard hit. What do you want him to do? If you're stinging the ball every time you go up there and it's going right in the guy's gloves or right when they're positioned, what can he change? You don't change a thing. You don't change one thing about your approach if you're Manny Machado. Now, if some of those balls fall, Manny's hitting 600 right now. Are you happy then? Can he play grab ass then? Is he allowed to smile and have fun? You cannot play 1,458 innings, Ben, like this. You just can't. You want them loose. You want them having fun. You want them smiling. You want them laughing. It's a better ball club.
If anything, the only one Padre I'm worried about is Blake Snell, because I think he cares a little dang too much. He's so hard on himself. It was nice to see him actually crack a smile at the end of his Zoom call after the game yesterday and talking about getting his first major league hit.
I like to have fun.
Because every single time he has come up after a game, by the way, hadn't even allowed a single run until yesterday. Always it's about what he did wrong, what he could have done better, what he wishes he had done, how he needs to improve the next time. Every single time, Woods. Every single time. Like, you know what? Enjoy the fact that you're one of the best pitchers in the game. Just a little bit, man. Just a little bit.
No. I mean, he's got the perfect attitude. I mean, so he has the he expects much better out of himself. That's okay. That's okay. Guess who has fun? So were you mad at Blake Snell yesterday, guy on Facebook, for laughing in his post-game interview? You know, are you mad at him? I mean, look, again, all you can do is go up and hit the ball hard every single time. You know, Manny, he booted that ball yesterday. Trust me, he's as pissed about that as anything. And I promise you, he went right up to Blake and said, "That's on me, dude. That's 10 extra pitches you had to throw because of my dumb mistake. Errors happen. They're a part of the game. All the best ones make errors. Just stop. We're still pounding Manny Machado. We're still doing this. Still."
Is that all of the tweets? Because even if it's not, I think that's all I can take for today.
That's all I got.
I'm going to throw up all over myself out of anger. It's just so ridiculous, dude. And it's not just Manny. It's, you know, I've seen Hosmer's over there playing grab ass at first base. Yeah, dude, go chat a guy up at first base. Maybe you get him to relax a little bit. Isn't that good? It's all, these guys know what they're doing. You don't. You don't. I don't know what it takes. You don't either.
They've lost three games all season by scores of 3-1, 3-2, and 3-2.
I mean, it's talk about just the ball bouncing your way one time, and
really,
it's three wins.
One-run games. And this isn't just my opinion. This is statistically kind of borne out. One-run games are pretty much always decided in baseball on lucky breaks, one way or the other. You know, a team that has a great one-run record one season could have a terrible one-run record the next year. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. Some years you'll have a good record. Some years you won't have a great record. The idea is to be consistently good so you don't, you know, you win some 7-0s and some 5-1s along the way, and you don't lose too many of those 7-0s and 5-1s. That's the idea. Those one-run games, they're always going to be toss-ups. They're going to come down to whether a ball is a foot fair or a foot foul, whether a player comes, you know, up with a grab at the wall or it bounces off his glove and goes over the wall. That's how one-run games are decided in baseball. Keep away from the big blowout losses. Rack up a few of them yourself. You're going to be a good team. And that's what, so far, I've seen this week from the Padres. They should be a good team, like we expect.
And they're very average on offense right now. Just average. They're just right there in the middle. I mean, they're not at the bottom. They're not at the top. They're right there in the middle. And that is going to slowly tick, 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 tick up. They're going to be one of the best offenses in baseball. Mark my words.
Other than 500 hitting pitcher Blake Snell, who is obviously going to be one of the greatest hitting pitchers in history.
Yeah.
He won't.
We'll get an update on Woodsy's Boomer Bulletin on pitchers hitting in baseball, and we'll hear from just the epic finish to Blake Snell's Zoom call. I don't know why I can't say Snell this morning, or I add too many N's, or I take away too many N's.
You've lost your sense of Snell. It finally happened.
Here's what Blake had to say.
You finally lost your sense of Snell. Thank you.
All right. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.